The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Your ministry here is to make Jesus known, to make the Son of God more visible. Thank you tonight for what you will do. Our hearts are on you, Jesus. Have your way here tonight. Have your way in every heart, every soul tonight. Have your way. Have your way. Let grace come. Let grace come to make that which is difficult possible, easy. Let grace come tonight. Oh. Let the strength of sin and death be broken. Let the power of your life be made visible tonight. Let grace come. For you are grace. You are truth. We hallow you tonight, our Father. We worship you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Say amen. Last week, I was reading it from Ephesians chapter 3. So let's go there today. I cannot understand why the churches were on Christ for many years. From out of the apostle to the epistles of the churches. I don't know the last epistle is Romans. Though it appeared to be the first one, actually one of the last epistles. Romans and the epistles of John. They are Romans, last epistle of Paul. They are to Rome. Yes, well, that's it. Was in Rome. Rome was already in Rome when he wrote those epistles. That was his last journey. Then the epistle of John, he's later on. So the church spent a lot of years. I'm not too sure that the church spent more than 15 years or 10 years in the midst of the world. I'm not sure. And all they were having is milk. And they were having meeting every day. You see? The apostles were daily. From house to house. Daily. Because until Paul came later. When Paul came, it's already up to 10 years plus of the church beginning. So things are not just like pa 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 pa, like that one. So and they were faithfully preaching Christ, make of Christ, for those years every day, and matter day to talk. Every day, everywhere. So you can see why they were so soaked. They were so disaster was so soaked and drenched in the milk of the word. So soaked and drenched in it. It was the Gentile churches that took milk from a short time, we moved to meat. But the church in Jerusalem was on milk for a long time. Say, hey, man. Before meat came back to the churches, they have scattered. Don't believe places in the world. Amen. And they continued with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of the heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as be saved. I got it. Meek can easily win souls to the body. Can easily win souls. You know what I'm saying? Meek wins unbelievers fast. Because in the midst of meek, you also have a lot of gift of the Spirit. See, and that easily communicate God's presence, God's power to unbelievers. So the church was growing largely in number, but it was not really time for building. Amen. So you can see when they have the meat of Christ, that also went for many years, and they were teaching Christ. Or just this epistle from Romans to 1st, 2nd Peter, all of that. It's what they were teaching every day. So, if we go through it in 6 months, it can be so sure that we have not finished it. We have not finished it. In terms of administering the content into life. Because I actually taught them to raise Christ. Actually, they didn't just teach them for revelation in churches. Paul began by teaching them for revelation. Later on, they become doctrine that stay with church for building up. So imagine you are hearing from faith to faith for 20 years. So I discovered that I can stay there for the way it is open now, really, I can stay there for the next 1 year. But I believe that when the work is done the way God wants it, we will go. But I'm only saying that we can stay there for the next 2 years. If God wants it, there are matters there for soul. I'm not saying matters there for your hearing alone, for your soul feeding. There are illuminations there for the work, perfecting that work, finishing that Christ work. Because the major job is finishing it. It's not beginning it, it's finishing it. To get Christ perfected in us. So we can see that place in Ephesians 3. Amen. From verse 7, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me who am less than the least of all saints. Is this the grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? That's what we read last week. Amen. And to make all men, so it's not just for all men to see, to make all men. So the job is to ensure that everybody in church can see. Some will see faster. Some don't see easily. But the job is not just to make some. It's to make all men, there is all that believed. It's not just all believers. Or we can't, no project begins until you believe. Until you are born again. So all men, they are all those who have believed Jesus. The mind is to make all of them see. So that's going to stay like that. Teaching. So that's God's commitment. And that's why a soul should care for himself. If God is committing himself like that, then how do you think God will undo you if you end up not seeing? If you remain your blindness. I don't think, if just for yourself, if you are the person, what how will you end that kind of child? You waited and waited and waited and waited and kept investing. Riches of Christ, unsearchable riches of Christ. And you end up not seeing. It means that your blindness remains with you. All the signs of sin is not same. Your life still remains the same. You know. All of that is God's commitment of love to us. Say amen. That is God's nature. And majorly that's what we're looking at today more. That nature of God called love. Okay? To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. So it means that nobody knows this mystery except it was revealed. Nobody knows this mystery. So there are a lot of people who are in church blinded from this mystery. Because man has been hid. The secret has been hid from the fashion of the world. That's why. Amen. What separates you is the mystery. And what separates you? You are not different from, you are not different from unbelievers. Until the mystery separates you. The only difference is that you have the chance to see. I don't know what I'm saying. You have that chance to see. Those who are unbelievers cannot see. But you may end up not still seeing. Some don't have the privilege of going to school. They never had that privilege of going to school. So they never schooled. Some had the privilege to go to school, but they never made progress. It means they enlisted for school. They bought uniform for them. They bought books for them. But the books and the uniform does not end up not making difference. Because you're not going to wear uniform forever. Uniform is also make you something. You know what I'm saying? Uniform is not a status. But you bought books. Then in those days, you say Fikemba. So when you get to class 4, you don't use bag anymore. You terrorize everybody with your stone your cousin. And if they're either Abbott or Necon, and then Lambert. How many of you use Lambert? Use Lambert. I'm not sure generation of Lambert are here. Ababio is your book. Remember, you heard of Lambert. Ababio. I just message as visited children today. Children who are struggling with Ababio, if they use Lambert, they can never pass chemistry. They can never pass. I just look at them and say, this children, mercy saved you. If you had used a Lambert or Necon, you would have gone back to art class. Because they were foreign books that does not have our context. So all this saying, you can't relate with it. Everything just sounds like, and you will stay with it and crack it. Those things really made people in those days crack it. So I'm just saying that. So there's no record. You say nothing. There's nothing showing you today. Either you use Lambert or Necon. No, it's not showing because that is not the issue. What has he made you to become? How much of it has changed your life? That is it. But God is committed, and you on your part, you see that. In our own part, we should see that and still need to reflect and get and obtain mercy for our soul. Amen. Are we in the house? God is so committed to make all men see. All men. In my own Bible, something like that, I underline it because it's to me. God, you have so much faith. If I am the one, I'm still trying to have the faith of the apostles. To be able to, even though that God stayed with me, I would have left. You know what I'm saying? I'm not staying because in myself, I believe that all of us can come in. I don't have the faith of Paul. I'm staying because they are staying me. Because if I look at naturally, I just feel, oh, but this person is not ready for it for now. Let's go ahead. If we get going, maybe we'll meet us there. But Paul says, the reason for the riches to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning has been of the world has been hidden God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Are you with me tonight? To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers and heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So it means that without this place, we can't go to where we are going. There's something that God had in mind, an eternal purpose that God had in mind. That purpose is to make us his son. And the meaning that will make us, we're going to see it very soon, to make us the son of his love. I've been able to see today, And when you say God's holiness, and the Bible says God is holy, we are standing on holy ground, and I know there are angels all around. It's an old song. Many of you don't know it. There are praise Jesus, now we are standing in His presence on holy. So if you have motivation on me, you don't have age of my wife, you can share Bible. I don't doubt your generation. Amen. So really, we are on holy ground. So when you say ground, can you see where the ground? Say ground. Okay, ground is a space. It's a holy ground. It's not no ground. Ground is a realm of a person. I told you in the spirit, what makes realms in spirit are spirits. What makes habitation are spirits or habitats. Abi? Eh? So what makes the earth is man. Uh-huh. So other habitats also. So earth is the ground, not the soil. Earth is a place or a ground. So you want to study earth, what do you study? Man. That's the one to study. You want to study the earth. That's the one you want to study. So all the ground in the spirit, what makes the ground is the person. So the ground of the Son of God, of Christ, there's a God, ground called Christ. He's the person of Christ. So Christ is the ground. That's why it can be places in Christ. Places in Him is the ground. And so the land of the fathers. The fathers are the land. When there are fathers, they must have a land. Say, you understand the thing? Say, amen. Amen. So holy ground, they say, that ground itself is a person. So what makes holy is the person. You understand now? So from the pastor of that song, it's like, we are on a holy ground. No, when you are in Christ, you are in a holy ground. You understand that? And so it's not, we are, no, this is not a good ground. That's where we are. So, He's holy, as His Father is holy. Christ is holy, Father is holy, God is holy. And I've just seen that their holiness is about their person, which actually is their love. God's holiness is God's love. What makes God separate or different from all creatures is the love of God. Another blessing, the Bible says, God is love. So it's what God's life is, His love. The expression, are you in the house, please? The expression of God's life is His love. What did I say? The expression of God's life is His love. So God is love. We're going to say God is life or God is light. So what you will see from God's light and life is His love. It's His love. For God so loved what He gave. Can you see? It's love. It's manifest. It's expressed through giving. That's how He communicates His love to us. So, you know, when you hear holiness in the past, it's like sinlessness. See, you know what I'm saying? And then you hear holiness. That's why in those days, oh my God, in the holiness movement, you have to be holy. God is holy. And when they are saying that, when they are talking about one appearance, but in those days, they don't even know about the nature of flesh itself, its appearance and the work of the flesh. That is holiness. But are you here with me, please? Say hey, amen. Amen. So be you holy as I'm holy. So it's like, except holiness. Except which no man, you know, shall see the Lord. Without holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Paul is no man and holiness, and without which no man shall see the Lord. So all those scriptures are limited. In fact, there can't be a meeting of the holiness movement without that verse. That verse, if it's spoken 5 times, it's managed. That verse will become rolling from time to time. And it's not about making us our character. Amen. It's not about character, but it's character, but the character is exhibited in love. That character. God's character is love. Everything about the patience, about all of them, is manifest of love. They are that's why it's called the fruit of the Spirit. It's love. The fruit of it's love. The fruit of it's love. is love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Then joy. So all of the rest are outflow of love. It is one. You get it now? So the fruit is love. The rest of them are expressions. Exhibition of love. Or how the nature of love is manifest. As I say, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is... Can you see that? It's exhibition of its nature. But it's love. Because God is love. Are you in the house with me? Say amen. But it's love. It's the kind of love that we don't know. It's not human love. It's the love of an invisible being. It's not the love that we grew up. It's not a flair love. It's a love from another world. And that's why we are being trained to know that love. Can you see that? So you can understand what can deal with spirits. If you deal with them with your other, your power, your anointing, they will still deal with you. Because they have it. They have it. They have their own anointing. They have their own wisdom. They have their own power. So they will be power for power. What they don't have is they don't have love. They don't have it. It's something that is separate to God. It's God's holiness. So when we're saying love, so we don't know love, but it's love. That's God's holiness. No other creature has God kind of love. No other creature, because no other creature has God kind of life. So no other creature has God kind of love. They can have a measure of what looks like love. But when you get to some areas, just now they don't have it. You can aspire it. Say amen. So, God is that's who God is. So it means that when you start marking the realm of your Godward ascension, all that is used to measure is love. So you can see in that place, it says, for this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that they will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. When you see God's expression of love, yet God is not diminished. Jesus came here and became servant. Yet in his person, it doesn't feel like, you know, when they subject to some task and then fall, you'll be shattered. They subject to something fall. If someone just say now, from tomorrow, go and be gate man there. And that's your permanent job for the next few years. Your whole being will collapse. Not just something you want to do. Not just that. Let me just do it to just get some small coins and make my progress. No, that is time. There's time about it. Yeah? The next 1 year, I just. And we'll still say that brother is humble. Sure, you know what I'm saying now? Huh? That brother, after his degree, still did security work in that brother is humble. But tell him that he will be there for 10 years. You see how his countenance will fall. So what makes us, what keeps you bouncing sometimes is hope of a greater life. You know what I'm saying? Huh? No problem. I will go through all these things and say, no problem. There's a vision of a day when you will shine. Whatever you are doing that does not have hope of shining is dead. Amen. You'll be eating, yet your face will be down. You'll be sleeping to the same house you were sleeping before. Nothing has changed in your access to any amenities. But just the fact that that estate becomes your long-time estate The sense of hopelessness. Because you are not strong. Because you don't have building. So it is things around there that defines your estate. You don't have, we are weak. Amen. So God could subject his son from the highest to the lowest. From the highest class of existence, the spirit world, to the lowest of spirits. Yet he was too sure that Jesus, there was never a moment of Jesus' expression of sadness, sorrow, or disappointment, or failure. From his childhood, what if you know about him at 12, all of that, he's a man full of energy. There's nothing about the estate here that defines him. He has been made. Say amen. Amen. Or it means that he has building inside. In some countries of the world there, they can employ a PhD holder to teach primary school. It is only in Nigeria where your certificate determines where you teach. When you don't have more than schools at ONC, there's a class to teach. When you have degree, there's a class to teach. When you have master, there's a class to teach. To the white world, it's, in fact, to them, they expect professionals to teach younger ones. And that will not affect your pay. Because they know what you are delivering there. Though it's a lower class, you are delivering matter there. And they will do it joyfully. They will do it joyfully. So it's a matter of what do you want to do? Who can do it? If you have high degree, you can do it beautifully. If you don't have it and you can do it beautifully, it's being able to deliver what we want. But here, it's if you have the paper. If you have the paper for it, you have degree for it. So we pile up degree here. See what I'm saying? Amen. So you can't really practice love as you have building. You can't practice God's kind of love. So you can see here, so the Son, see where we are, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded. Can you say grounded? So love is a ground. Grounded in love. I was describing the dimension of the love. Maybe to comprehend what, with all the same, what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. And if you do that, you also move to next level of love. So it's from love to love. And to know the love of Christ, which passes all on this, all knowledge. Can you see that? Amen. Amen. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God and become God's love. Or the God, love, I mean the love who God is. That's the fullness of God. Is the love that God is, right? Because God is love. So it's all degrees of love. From the first level of love to the next level of love. So the definition of love in the God word, I mean, the definition of life in God's word is love. From love to love. Can you see that? Say amen. Amen. That's why they don't define you as a somebody who's born. If Christ is not formed in you. If you don't attend to love. You don't yet appear in the world of God, or the word of the Son of God, or the word of the Son of the God, or the word of God that the Son represents. You know that the word of God that the Son represents. Say amen. Amen. I went to the house this. In that word of the Son, that word of God that the Son represents, the life there is love. So what they see there is love. It's love. They don't even see faith, they see love. Faith does not appear there. Faith is a training school to love. So you hear the love of Christ, the love of God, the love of Christ that passes knowledge. That's the love of the Father. So it's the word of love, 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 love. That is who God is. Say amen. So, because the word of the love of God is all about the word of the love of God. That's the future that God has for us. The future that God has for us is to come into the word of his love. That's the future. That's where God is. That's who God is. So the future for us is that we'll come in there. That will be our world. And that is the world. That's the, when you say you are really a child of God, that's the world. Because the son of his love. That's Ephesians 1. Say, hey, man. We'll come into his love. What did it say there? Let's see chapter 1, let's see verse 4 or 4 or 5. Amen. According as he has chosen us in him before the world, foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. In love. So love becomes a world. You know, as if not be in Christ. In Christ. But in Christ is a place called love. Which actually is like an ab. So the real abode of Christ is love. But there are places of dimension of work there. Your faith, all of that. But the real, so you can be in love. You can be in Christ and not be in love. I don't know what I'm saying. Are you getting what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So in the word of the, in their world, when you look at their word from above, we don't see faith. You ought to see there is love. And it's when we are going from here and climbing up, that you see faith. And the cover they have is love. It's called the bond of perfectness. Say amen. So the eye has not seen, nor the ear heard. Neither has he entered into the heart of man. The things that God has prepared for them that love him. So it means that, so God is love, that's why he loved us. But a time can come that we can love God. That is his nature. And that's what he's expecting. Something's prepared for them that love him. It's not prepared for them that believe on him. There are things that goes to those who believe. So I'm just saying, so love is a world. It's a ground. It's a holy ground. It's a ground for those who have allowed God to walk in them. It's a ground they attain to. And actually, it's a welcome ground. Eye has not seen, nor the ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man. The things which God has prepared for them. And that's why I call it all things. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. So it's not God is expecting man to love him. Man should also come to that word of love. That is what he had in mind. So he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God. So it means that your arrival point is to dwell in love. He that dwelleth, that should be first John, dwelleth. So you are abiding or you are in the ground. As you have known and believed the love that God adds to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love. If you get to love and you dwell in there, dwelleth in God and God in him. So it means the place where you can say, oh, I'm showing God, is when you are dwelling in love. And that's where God really is in you. So Christ is in you because you have arrived at charity. Say amen. Amen. So I like that. So man can love God, right? I said man can love God. But man is not naturally born to love God. Man can love God the way God loves. Because that love, the love now, we have to revert to the way God loves. Those who love God, that they are loving response. It's looking like the way God loves. Because God's loving response is not what we know. Say amen. So a man can get to a place where his loving response is the way God loves. So if you are a child of God, really, if you are a child of God, a child of a dog, should exhibit dog's nature, right? It barks like a dog. It doesn't try to act dog's bark. Abi? It naturally bark like a dog because it's a nature thing and it's a generic thing. If it's in their gene, it runs like that. So he's saying that if the gene has been formed in you, then you will love the way God loves. There's like, oh, no believer is given the, when you get born again and God says you should love, no. You can't love. You can't. They must have calibrated certain things in you. They must have moved some of their riches into you, which is their nature, to now make you respond in love. That's some of the things that we talk about. It for a man who is in flesh, who has not begun to become to learn righteousness and they really make birth to righteousness, looking like can you go easy? Because it's alien to nature. It's alien to nature. It's like you are trying to get close to dog to know how dog barks and to mimic dog. When you do the barking for dog can bark for 2 hours. Dog can bark through the night. I won't be tired. If you bark 1 hour, your voice will go, your neck will stiff. Bark, bark. It will stiff. Or else it don't sound like it again. But you don't have the calibration of what makes him bark like that. It does effortlessly. We can actually get the blame. We can love God as God loves us. Say amen. And that's why we began with the tutelage of love from the basic ones. The Christ love is the basic one. That's why the beginner tutelage you have to. Because expectation. How will God be asking you what you cannot do? Yeah, always straight. The Lord thy God is one God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. How can God will be unjust to be demanding for what you cannot do? Or what's impossible? Let's see 6:5. Amen. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. And with all thy soul. And with all thy might. So God will be unjust to be asking for what you cannot do. Is that to say, you will back through the night today. You can't do it. You know what I'm saying now? So I will be unjust to put that on you. So God knows that it's the expectation he asks for you, though you don't have it now. But that's my expectation. So you can arrive at the place, you can end up to that place where you can love God with all thy heart. Because God loves with all his heart. Imagine the God-man project that he already had in mind before the world began. See the way man has failed God. And God is not changing his mind. What kind of a law is that one? You know there's no human being that can try that. If there's no angel, he will have slapped you. He will just come out. After Noah's flood, God said, I won't destroy the world. He put rainbow there as a sign. There's nothing man does. That's why God has to take Sodom and Gomorrah and make it an example. Because he won't destroy the whole world like that anymore. Anytime it comes, the last time, that's the last time. He won't use it as just a punishment for a progress. Every time you see the rainbow, remember that I will not destroy the world at them all that way. He did that to put himself in the consider. That even if they provoke me, I will not. Let them do whatever. So man has used that to do all manner of wickedness. I went to the house. All manner of wickedness. Man has done wickedness. Wickedness against himself, against one another. In the name of religion, in the name of tradition, in the name of whatever. In some tradition in Nigeria, if somebody loses his wife, loses his husband, what that woman's eye will go through. They can bait for the dead body and tell her to go and drink it. And woman will sit down. in 21st century that is terminating. And still people to execute those wickedness. And this is our culture. What kind of culture is that? You are wicked. You are heartless. Culture that the enlightenment does not leave you. Say amen. What man has done to himself, against himself? The heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? In religion, all manner of things man has ventured into is to destroy the other person. Is to make the other person miserable. So, why is cut off from life of God? And if it's cut off from the life of God, they have no access to the love of God. Those who do it in all of those things, they still show love to somebody. Without all those wickedness they are doing, they see somebody they love, either their child or their spouses. There's what they would still love. They will use others to express the love. See what I'm saying? To show you I love you, I want to punish Rob Peter to pay Paul. Those who steal Nigerian money, their children pray that that is a loving father. The loving father who took you to Paris at the cost of Nigerian economy. Took you to shop for you that was for them. That is a loving father. That is just wow. And daddy has destroyed many souls. I remember somebody who was given money in those days to build a kidney center. The center did not see the light of the day. Many years after, this daughter was down with kidney problem. It is the same kidney problem that got him in prison. So somewhere there, you can get little pay on the earth, you know what I'm saying? But they can't get the pay here. The pay is after life. For how much people have died of kidney because you squandered the money, and some people feel it's an experience of love when you're squandering it. So when the child says, "Daddy, I need 1 million," say, "1 million, you don't need 1 million. You know it's 5 million, and you have 5 million." And say, "Daddy, thank you, Jesus, for daddy." Why man does not have the love that God has? And until we arrive at that place, we still have our wickedness here and there. So it's love that purifies your wickedness. Until you come to the love of God, you are a wicked man. Amen. So it's God's nature. He won't ask you for what he knows you cannot attain. So it's just he has given them what can take them to that place. He's saying that you won't stop until you love me with all of your heart. So when you say we are children of God or sons of God, what does it mean? We have what our father has, right? That's the meaning of it now. We're not children of God who God is just lavishing things on earth here and enjoy ourselves here. Enjoy ourselves here. And when we die, that is not. It's that he is able to communicate his love to us. And we're able to inherit and interpret life and grow and become that object of that love. That's what guarantees our fellowship and communion. Say amen. Yeah. Say what communion has Christ with Belial, with light, with darkness. From believers with believers, all of that. What agreement? What concord? All of that. Be not on the quality of together with unbelievers. What fellowship? At righteousness with unrighteousness. And what communion as light with darkness? Now what concord at Christ with Belial? For what part? So you can't participate part at either believer with an infidel. So he's telling you that you can't come into their world. You can't have part in them. That part is partaker. You must have been in their communion. Common union. Means their life, what they are saying is not strange to you. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Even at all, you don't yet have mastery, but it's our language. See what I'm saying? Yes, it's our language. If you have a family house and you have a language, some homes, they use whistles to talk to themselves. And they'll be whistling themselves. You are not hearing, but it's the language of the house. And the children will be responding to the whistle. There are homes like that. That's almost, they just give signs. And the children understand the sign. Because that is their home. That is is their world. You are the one who came visiting. See, you understand? Well, that's the language of their home. So the language of our home is love. Say, hey, man. That's the language. Thank you for that place. What agreement at the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God had said, I will dwell in them. Can you see that? So it will mean that he's dwelling in them. So they will be expressing my life and my love. They will be like me. It is that I will take them to heaven. No, I will dwell in them. And I will walk in them. Can you see that? So man is, I'm just saying, man is expected to do it like God do it. And that is not to underestimate. The more we have the revelation, the more we hallow God. But it's not hallow of separation. It's hallow of desire. There should be desire to want to be like that. Sometimes there's a way we reverence God and we say, God, I can't be like you ever. You are the highest. That's not the gospel approach. Gospel approach is to create desire to be like him. When we shall see him, we shall be like him. Can you see that? Amen. So it's not a riffing. It's attraction. Anyone you love, you are attracted to that person. You want to be like that person. Yes. So the same thing. When someone goes, you will serve the Lord thy God. So that, amen, that love is a kind of service system. God's love is a service system. That's why God can be thinking about something for a long time. The life of God is a service system. As the God is the Most High, the owner of the heaven and the earth, all of that, his commitment is like he's serving a creature. The way he's committed, he's serving the creature. That's what David said. What is man? What is man? Exactly. Look, why is there a reflection of God's commitment like that one? That thou art mindful of him, or the son of thou visitest it. You don't just give up on him. At all the bastard stage, you will still come there. You still come there and do something and beat him. You are just committed like that one. Sometimes you have some things that you feel, you know in your heart, you should not get. And they won't understand though, you give him. as Father Peter is still raining, just pity. Amen. I want to believe that that's the driving instinct that make God come into the realm of creation. To see things to invest into. To see how to, something out of him that he will keep on investing into. But I don't think, what will God really get back from man? See, you know what I'm saying? Without much of that investment, what is that? If he's going to give worship, angel has been doing that for a long time. But just to see himself in creature, raised. And that's a lot of commitment, a lot of investment. To see creature raised. It's like kind of make a deformed child. Or a child who has autism to be a professor. So you know what I'm saying? Now? You know how much of job the parents will do, how much of teachers and exposure that their skillful teachers, professionals, they have to bring here and there. To make him respond and meet up with demands of his environment. That's what, even though our case wasn't that. And yet he's committed and as to a serving man. So somewhere there, I think the son knows that creatures don't know God. Because the way creatures see God, that is like the majestic God, sovereign God, that God who just, everything just run around him. And they know that actually things are, not things that run around him, but he runs to serve what he created. How will God put his throne in all, among the angels, put out his throne there? He descended and put his throne. For accessibility, so his life can flow to them. It's God that will have 400 children and will be thinking about all the 100. How to reach to the 100. If there are 1 million, how to reach to the 1 million. One that is not doing well is a concern. That is his nature. Say, hey, man. So, and that's why I like that. You know, just put that in Matthew 4:10. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. Him only shalt thou serve. That is a response to meaning of love. That love is a service. When it says you will love the Lord thy God with all of the heart, it's saying thou shalt serve the Lord thy God. And now Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord. So when you say, I love the Lord, what will you do? You serve. You serve. So love without service is not God kind of love. What did I say? Love without service is not God kind of love. And to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart. That's the way of love. And that's the way of true worship. It's also love God that can worship God. But you can't worship God until you have served God. Serve. Serve. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God. Thou shalt serve. Say amen. Amen. The Lord thy God. Let me see that Deuteronomy 30:16. There's something there. Let me just see that, please. 30:16. That I commanded thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou soever goest to possess it. So it means that you can't go to the land if you have not love. You must have eat love. Eh? Or you can go to the land of the fathers. So the land of the fathers is the word of love. So if they have not seen you love, they don't see that you are qualified for the land. Because the vocation of the land is the practice is love. Praise God. So when you're having the thought of God, like it says in Jeremiah 29:11 there, I know the thought that I think towards you, said the Lord. The thought of good. And not of evil. I know the thoughts. So God's mind is full of thoughts. God is always thinking how you can be better. What can I do for this boy? I want him to be better. That is why charity is more than I give you clothes. I can give you clothes, and my desire is not that to make you better. There's a point where you need clothes as a thing of my love. It's then I give you food as love is. But when you are supposed to move, when truth starts coming to you, your appreciation of love goes beyond that. Because if you don't move to that place, you can still be giving clothes, and you are not committed to improving the person. Your commitment is not that to improve the status of the person. Somebody may not buy clothes for you throughout the year, yet he's thinking about your progress. But there are many things about your progress that's not clothes. But there's more than elements. But at the initial level, somebody who gives you clothes is the one who loves you. But as they open your eyes to other realms of attainment, that somebody's contribution to your life, you can meet somebody for just 10 minutes. And what is saying 10 minutes just revolve your life. Define for you a new pursuit in life. So you have to love in truth. Not in words alone. In truth and in deed. Say hey, amen. So the more you move to their world, the more you understand what love means. The more you understand what love means. And the more you are empowered to communicate it. It's the language of their world. Say hey, amen. So, I'm just trying to say that God has a duty towards us to ensure that we're able to arrive at that world, the world of God, that their world, where their love. I want to learn it, arrive there, and be able to. You know, the Bible says in the place, it said, oh, no man, nothing but love. So it means that love debt, you can't finish paying it. You can pay, you can finish paying other debts. Now that's the way, you know, we already moved somewhere. That's the way God meant. That's how God taught everybody. That's it's what to do next. What to do next? When he said thank you, it's what to do next. He's owing you something more. So until he changes your life entirely and bring to the world where you can start functioning with him, where he can discuss with you his art, and you'll be at home with it. Aha! For now, he doesn't have people he can discuss art with. He does things for people. They are not people of his thoughts. The way God thinketh. My thoughts. My ways. It's not so that it can be higher than us. No. He wants us to come there. And that's what, when he said Jesus, Son of God's love, that's it. The fact that God, the Father has committed all things to him. All the Father's things belong to him. All thine are mine. All mine are thine. That is to him. For an average person, it doesn't look like, Well, in the world of spirits, that's a high thing that you have access to a man's heart. Somebody takes you by the hand and takes you to his bedroom. In those days, sometimes of covenant, that's like a nice of covenant of friendship. Take you to their secret places to say, there's nothing more I'm hiding from you. They will seal it with the covenant. They must not use that to betray me. That's a high love. You have access to one secret. If you have access to one secret, you have access to one life. I think you know that. You have access to one secret, you have access to one life. Because those people that are, you know, governors and all of that, one of the things about those who want the protocols is for people not to know their movement. When you know their movement, you don't know the car they are inside. Sometimes they change car. Sometimes they have three Jeep of the same type. So you won't know where he is there. And I know only when you make the first shot, once it doesn't hit the president, they will get you. Yes. You can't take the next shot. That the president of countries that are highly intelligent, you can't take two shots. Any president that dies, die by one shot. If you miss the first shot, you can't, you are escaped. Because the next is, the person is down. So, they don't open secrets. Even among the protocols of that, there are those who don't even know what is nesting. But that's where the life of the king is hid. Classified information. And if you ask, why are you asking? They only get suspicious about you. That should not be your business. Amen. So, for God, he wants to open himself. But if you want to open himself, he must be sure that you are of their breed. He can't open himself to somebody. So the charity is the first one to know that, okay, we can take this boy forward more. Like I was saying, the word of the Father is the word of Ashiri. And anybody whose mysteries actually is not your interest, then just be in church. Because I like that place in Matthew. Say, your Father who's a secret will answer you openly. So your Father is not only a secret, he's secret himself. Your Heavenly Father. Secret. So they want to, and that secret is love. It's their love. Say amen. So they can't admit you in more if they have not seen you got that first one. It's okay. This person now is committed to love. So he can respond well to the things of love. You know, it's charity believes all things. You see? It's all things of their love. Yes. He can follow it, you know, he's ready for it. Amen. Amen. One of the things we talk about, read about love. We don't feel the weight of it. Because it seems not to be our problem. But it's our problem. The resources on the earth here can take care of everybody. But every woman should be a king on the earth. Before they born you, you should be born with intention of the best school, best this, best that, everywhere. Because the resources of the earth is enough to take care of everybody. I'm not talking about every resource, or earth resources. It's enough. Yet the old world today is killing and dying and killing themselves, dying every day just to steal somebody's wealth. Ideologies are being born every day to take advantage, to rob the other person. Say, hey, man. You see how much people like Bill Gates, you know, spend on research. You feel this man like knowledge. Wickedness in high places. Wickedness that you don't, when you see it, you'll be dancing. Yet it's killing you. Investment to pharmaceuticals, agriculture. It has gone to nearly every sector for control. So a man can invest that much, billions of dollars. And somebody said, from his beginning, he has been dubious. That person went to how he began his wealth. He's taken advantage of nations. So the thing graduated to higher wickedness. Now this now is globalized wickedness. Say hey, man. I went to the house tonight, please. So I'm just trying to say that. So I like Galatians 5:13. Say, but by love serve one another. By love. Serve one another. So it means that love is an instrument of service. So the love of God, say amen. Amen. The love of God, the inward nature of that love is to serve. But when saying the life of God is leaning. It means that his life and his service is overruling wickedness. It's not, say amen. You know, from our fallen world, are you still with me today, please? I don't know if I'm reaching everybody today. I believe I'm coming very, very simple. But what I'm saying is profound. That's Galatians 5:13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love. So it means that the word of love is the word of liberty. That's the word where you can actually live the life as you should live the life. If you're not there, you are not free. You're not free. Free means that there's a limitation. There's still what expresses liberty is love. And that's why love limits you. So I see that all these wicked men of men on that earth could have done much more righteousness. If they have given the heart to righteousness, they could have done much more. As you see how much wickedness they are doing, they have capacity to do more righteousness than their wickedness. So there's still a measure of debt in them, limiting their potential. So wicked men can do better righteousness. I don't know if you understand that language. So anything outside love limits. Or inhibits, or bring condemnation. We say that there's therefore no condemnation. It's therefore no limitation, or things that it limits your capacity. So really, sin, in terms of what it does, can look bogus, but it limits who you are. Limits you. When they see what you are doing, wickedness, people say, hey, man, you're wicked. But the man is dying within. Or is being limited from within. So this sphere of higher output of life is sphere of liberty. It's in love. Say amen. So it's not by love. Serve one another. By love. It's describing the love of Christ. It's that love is for service. Say amen. I like this fourth thing. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. All the law. So it means that the summation of what the law will achieve is to make you love thy neighbors thyself. Then look at how many instructions. Just one thing. So it means that it's not easy to arrive there. Because it's not the language of men. They summarize. So you must use occasion of your liberty. Not to serve flesh, but to serve one another. By love, serve. Really love, serve. Say amen. What I say? Love, serve. Are you still in the house with no place? So let's see 1 John. Let me see the place. Romans 13, 8. I like that other part. For he that loveth another, we have said the first part, oh, no man anything, but to love one another. Are you there? Yeah, I like this. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. So it means that really the fulfillment or the end of the law or the product of the law is love. So, I say, why we're looking at, last week we're looking at what Jesus did being a servant. He did one thing. He took no reputation. Made himself of no reputation. Made himself of no reputation. He has reputation. But made himself of no reputation. He made himself of no reputation. Though he has reputation. So the reason you don't serve is because you can't lay down your reputation. Because if you lay it down, you lose your identity. What I say? If you lay it down, you lose your identity. So you must quickly show it so that people can easily acclaim your honor to you based on your reputation. So our reputation is not far from us. Say amen. So it's because we are not built. We don't have riches. We are poor. Yes, we're poor. So we are afraid of people seeing our poverty. So our reputation is our cover-up for our poverty. And that's why you can't serve one another. Say, amen. I'm talking about making a lifestyle just like the lifestyle of the son is to serve. He serves his father. Not only his father. He serves also his people. That's what I'm saying. Is there to serve those who are above you? That to serve those who seemingly are below you? If you serve your boss, you see earn reputation through it. That guy, in fact, even if they want to prevent anybody in this office, he must be the one. That guy can serve. That thing you are doing is placing you for a higher honor. Say, you know what I'm saying? Because you are doing to somebody higher. You can't do it to somebody lower than you, and they'll make you to get from it. Your subordinate cannot promise you promotion. Man, it cannot be time of promotion, they will go and ask him, should we promote this so person? Say, you understand now? Aha. So God's love does not even look at those who are above, which is normal to serve those who are above. It is those who are below. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So you can't say, I love God. You can't love God. Or you can't see God. It is your brother you can see. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So if you cannot love the one you can see, how can you love the one you have not seen? So what we give to God is an assumed love. So it means that to love God would be that you have to serve your brother. That is the way you start your loving of God. That's why you will see that love of Christ in the world has to do with serving the brother, serving your brethren, serving one another. I'm saying that. And it's the way to train you not to love where you can get something from. If you can get something from the place, it's not your nature. Something is stimulating it. If it's your nature, you will do it normally. To whosoever is your nature. So when you are doing to God, they can't still trust that it is true in you. It's when you do to one another, okay, we now know. So it's confirmation. Huh? If a man say, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen. How can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. So if he does not love his brother, he doesn't love God. And the way to love his brother is to serve his brother. So, the movement to the word of God's love is put in serving. That is serving. Amen. So, nobody has seen God. So you can't say, may I love God though? No, you have not seen God. Your brother is the one you have loved. And he placed your brother beside you so you can practice. Amen. So you can see, a time comes in your life where we are concerned on how our brother can be better. How to improve our brother. If possible, to make him better than us. Because sometimes you can fight your brother. God is not responding well. And that fight will be love. And that's high love. Because you want him. You expect him and you want him to do well. Know that if he does well tomorrow, they can make him pass before you. Some people are not doing well for a long time. Doing well. All of a sudden, they just wake up. Because they are really blessed and endowed. You know what I'm saying? Now? If they wake up in 2 years, they can become leader. And you are the one that helped that brother wake up. Can you see that? And when it's becoming, you are happy. Ah, thank God. In fact, thank God. Thank God that this brought. Thank God. Your heart is rejoiced because it was true love. You served him to wake up. That's where they find the love of Christ. Can you see that? Say amen. Amen. So that love itself does not even only function when things are okay. It functions when things are not okay. Say amen. So, John 15, let me see verse. 15 verse. I like that. John 15, talking about the vine. Let me read verse 8. Therein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. That ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciple. Now, at first said, he should bear more fruit. He purged it that he may bring forth more fruit, right? But therein is my Father glorified, that he should bear not only more fruit, much fruit. That's the job, my Father. So shall ye be my disciple. In our world, we bear much fruit. We don't just bear little fruit or more, we bear much fruit. As the Father has loved me to bear much fruit, so have I loved thee. Can you see that? Are you in that place? So have I loved you. Continue ye in this my love. It means continue to learn commitment to see that men bear much fruit. That men make more progress in the spirit. That's why teaching God's word is one of the expressions of God's love. It's a commitment to see people growth. People grow. Okay? Amen. I'm saying teaching the message of Christ is love. Because it's not when you teach the message of Christ, you are spending yourself without an immediate result. So you are growing people, we are laboring on people in the spirit. So it's expression. For God so loved that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, and you can't believe on him until he's preached. Whosoever believeth on him because he's preached should not perish. So preaching is an expression of God's love. I mean, preaching Christ. Laboring to see souls transformed. That's why if you see your sin, your brother's sin is sin unto death. You give him life, that life, for them that sin not unto death. You pray, you give him life. For them that sin not unto death. You want to see your brother come alive again. You give him life. I do not say that you should pray for it, but there is a sin unto death. But when it's not a sin unto death, what you do is that you want to find a way to, what's life? You want to give him understanding. Or one of the reasons why your brother sin is not on death, but he doesn't understand. Koyeni. As long as you want to even make your brother understand, he's more angry. Bro, he's angry. But you have shown love to him. That's the love of Christ. So sometimes if you see your brother sin is not on death, and you don't give him life, what happened? You have not served your brother. You have defrauded your brother. You have not paid your debt. Are you now in the 9? Where am I? Okay. Let me read further there. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I've kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. So now you are coming to another world view of love, understanding, and you are abiding there. You are abiding there. These things that I've spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. So if you're not in my love, you can't keep my joy. And that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have. See verse 13. And greater love hath no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his friend. Laid down his life for his friend. Or laid down his reputation. Laid down his reputation for his friend. To serve his friend, drop down his reputation. And that's the way Jesus loved us. He laid down his reputation and he came as a servant. He came to serve us. Jesus said, you call me master. Truly, I'm your master. Really, I'm your master. He was not denying it. He's Rabboni. But I have not come as a master to you. I have come as one that serves. But that is the way their love is wired. When they are not serving something, the nature is feeling like he wants to serve. He wants to serve. He wants to see you better. He wants to see how to upgrade you. He wants to see how to get the best for you. He wants to see. That's how they are thinking. So I say, your mind is full of man. He's thinking about what do I do next? What next? What's now? How do we get man to where we're going? And we do. He didn't just look at that. Think at that. He now came as a servant to do that. There's a way you would think about that and you send an angel. So you understand now? That's the kind of love. But he came by himself. That's greater love. By himself. So he's saying that's how to learn that love commandment. So we're going to learn the commandment and get entrenched in the commandment and be okay with it. They actually taught him and brought him that commandment. Father laid that on him. So he can lay down his life for his friend. Amen. And he really did. He really laid down his life for us. Amen. Ye are my friends. If you do whatsoever I command you. I like verse 15. Henceforth, I call you not servants. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard. Can you see? So one of the highest expressions of that friendship is to bring to intimacy. To bring to intimacy. To make the thought of the Father known to you. To make you see how the Father is wired and what he doeth. And that the Son can do the same likewise. See how the Father giveth life to the Son. Giveth men life. And to give the Son to give life to men the same way. And the Son is giving likewise. Amen. So you can see, that's what runs them. And that is why there's nothing God does that changes who God is. You can't be God. You can't be humanize a man. Yeah, you can't be God. You can't dehumanize a man. How is demonize that man? Amen. I see all the efforts of the caliphate approach to dehumanize and conquering people and dehumanizing them. Because they meet people who still have reputation. For Jesus, they spat on him. They spat on him. Those people he created. Those people he's dying for on the cross. They smote him. They spat on him. He didn't take his anointing from him. The same way he forgave sin, he could tell them to wither and they wither. See what I'm saying? On the same place of pain, he forgave sin. He gave people access to paradise. Because all those things done against to him should dehumanize him. And when it dehumanizes you, a kind of pain and whatever arouses in your heart. That's the way humans are. We have a measure of our honor, regard, all of that. But it's the way they can ridicule you. They spit on his face. And did they spit in his face and buffeted him. And others smote him with the palm of their hand, saying, prophesy unto us, thou Christ. They smote his face. And they who is it that smote thee? Tell us. You know, all that they are doing is they are putting demand on his nature, on his sonship. They want him to react like a man. And God permitted it to test what has been done in him. He didn't die a disappointed man. So if you expect God to intervene in your life in the way he didn't intervene, that's why you are disappointed. That's why there's a song we sing, and it says, I believe in Jesus' name. I have never been disappointed. I say, it was. Oh, she better. Since I believe in Jesus' name. Are you trying to impress Jesus? He knew you have been disappointed many times. I have never been disappointed since I believe in Jesus' name. I have never. You know, there are some with some to impress Jesus. He knows in our heart many times. But we didn't like the way the whole thing went. Why? We don't have love. No, we didn't want to. But somewhere there, something just go, you're not living the faith, but you're not just happy. For Jesus to forgive in that place, says that his joy was not abated. It's the same people from. But you would just say, if you were down, you would have been like this. You put it as that is. You know what I'm saying? Because they're all one. Yeah, it cannot be one. If you, I walk by, I love you. What they do, sorry. If you have been down there, this maybe you'll be stoning him now. He wasn't thinking like that. That is the way our heart can think from evil. We don't look back. In the same place where the other one can say, he deserves it. If I want to say, what has he done wrong? as a sign of life and joy today, today. Thou shalt be with me in paradise. Oh. There's something about them. See what I'm saying? There's something inside of them, done in them, that makes them like that. So you can't come to their word of love if that thing is not done in you. They have to reveal it to you, and you have to understand and assimilate it. That solves the problem of loving the way they loved. Amen. Are we in the house together, please? So, we're seeing that God's love is exalting. Because it's God's righteousness. The righteousness is not a nation. Sin is a reproach. So, because righteousness, love is an effect of righteousness, or output of righteousness. It's exalt. Because God hates oppression. What did I say? Come on, say it again. God hates, his nature abhor, putting down. He wants to, he raises the poor from the dunghill. Can you see? I want to set it with princes. He lifted up the needy. He raised the poor from the dust and the needy from the dunghill. That's God. It goes for those who are pushed down to raise them up. And we can see the way God played through the gospel. You can see how he could bring in Rahab, the harlot, into the genealogy of Jesus. How he could look for Ruth. He passed through the lineage of, it is true that some of the fathers are king and then David, Jesse, all of that. But you find out really that from the lineage of the mother, they are all lowly men. And you know that the father is not the real father. So, you understand what I'm saying? So all those kings are just lined up there to provide a platform of royalty, which he didn't have about the birth. That's why you can see the book of Matthew and Luke. Matthew talk about the royal generation of Jesus. Luke talks more about the mother's generation of Jesus, like that one. That's why it doesn't look, when you check it, it's not the same. Say hey, man. I went in the house, please. So we can see that God go for the low estate and exalt them. He exalt them. He wants to lift them up. So he hears anything. You know, when God got up on the mountain of Israel, was when he saw the affliction and the oppression in Egypt. He said, I've heard their cry. So the oppressed. It doesn't mean that they go somewhere and they may not even know how oppressive, because oppression can become a lifestyle. Just like Nigeria today, oppression is a lifestyle. We have done the things ourselves, done. Chinese has come to help us join hand with it. At first it was India and they came and joined them. Employ our people anyhow, put them on any kind of pay, fire them in it anyhow. Sometimes even wound them in the companies. Wound with a physical wound. And nobody cares about labor law. Why? Because those who are in power have taken their own share. After the Indians finished their own, Chinese came. Oppressed. Oppression. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by listening of the taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. So what sin and death did to man, nature of man is doing to it to one another. So you can see That every time man is empowered, uses power to oppress more. So power for a man is a means for oppression and intimidation. This you not do normally before. When you are empowered, you just see the thing oozing out of you. So, it's only the love kind in God. Or else every life chance you have in life is an opportunity. So every time you have a new office, you look at what are the benefits of the office. It is the benefit that led us to where we are today in Nigeria. Where the main salary of legislature will be 1 million. But the take home is 39 million. And the basic is just 1 million. So what he collects for wardrobe is more than what he collects as basic. So all the earnings is on 300%, 300%, 500%. Why those whose money they are spending collect 10% of their basic as housing, 10% as transport. But then they add the 500 all percentage and there. 1 million has become 39 million. Say, hey, man. Why? The power is an opportunity to oppress. And that's natural man. Nations have the way they do their own here and there. I'm in the house, please. It's natural with man. They brought us, they said they gave us a visa. What is it meant for? It's a service system. Once they see the system is balanced, they start dealing with you harshly. For those who are studying the whole economic problem in all nations there, they are working every day. And they are drawing all the charts. When these people came in now, as a refugee now, all that, when you open the something for doctors, for nurses, this is what is going on. The way it's going on. So, law changes because it was not love that brought you in. It was oppression that brought you in. So they make law to their advantage. And they keep seeing the law exactly when the fee is favoring them. If it's not favoring them, they change to favor them. Say amen. So every natural man is a taskmaster. That's what. And it's so. If faith does not change that formation, so faith has to train you. So I just look at the life of Joseph, for example. When Joseph was young, it's only the coat of many colors he had. And he was bamboozling all of them in the house. Can you see him? Just coat of many colors and the few dreams he has. He had one about his brothers. He had one about his parents. The parents and the brothers together, all of that. Because he was still young. He doesn't yet know the purpose of power. That thing they are showing you is a future of service. There's nothing colorful about that thing. They will serve. They will serve those who have not loved you. So you saw what all they went through. By the time he met them in Egypt, and then face to face, he broke into tears. The man who was walking like broke into tears. Because now he has attained to age, and he knows the essence of placement. So you knew that, look, I went through all of this for you to preserve a posterity that the generation of the fathers, that famine will have killed all of them. Yeah. All of them, it was severe. You get money, no food to buy. Severe. A famine that will affect Egypt is like a famine that will affect America. Everybody in the world would have died. Egypt was the commerce in that day. Was a leading nation. And so for God to say they will go through famine for 7 years was not there. 7 years. So the generation of God's seed So it was not even sent alone to preserve those natural seed. It preserved to preserve this generation. It's to preserve. And see that one preserve. It's serve. Preserve. For God sent me before you to preserve. So it looked like it's exalted in Egypt. Amen. Are you with me in the house here? So that's why we must get to the point when we do not see oppression or see power as instrument of oppression, but as an instrument of service. Deuteronomy 26 of Deuteronomy, verse 9. 26 chapter. Are you with me today?
Yes, sir.
Are you being blessed at all?
Yes, sir.
And he has brought us into the place and has given us this land. Even the land that floweth with milk and honey. So that was where they were going. Eh? It was the future. But somebody must bring you. He has brought us. So the one who walk in love is the one who bring men. Eh? Who bring men into the future. Or into the posterity. Well, you understand, he laid down his life for it. He could have died in prison. He could have died with Ishmaelites. So all of those training, listen, if he had had that power before those dealings, he will use it to shine. In fact, there will be... Imagine, he sent his own chariot to go and bring his father. So his brethren rode his chariot to his father and brought his father. When they came, they sat together on his table and ate on his table. So things that they don't deserve, you give to those who seem not to deserve it. If he gave them a place to go and eat, that even gave them thing to eat, is a lot of commitment. But the training has seen that it's the same with them. Though they don't have his regalia, if I change their cloth, you remember? Say, hey man. They took them and changed their clothes and clothed them. As people are qualified to eat in the palace. That, so you can see, Joseph is a symbol of Christ. I didn't know that. Because after 2 days, he spent 2 full years in the prison. After 2 days, he lived, he revived us. On the third day, he raised us up. So he was lifted after 2 full years on the third day. So it's an expression of Christ. So he must express that love. So the time comes to us that we begin to, they will change our understanding. This journey, say amen, as we start one another gradually, they will start giving us understanding to see that it is the communication of the life, their life. So you won't see reputation. To lay down reputation will be easier. He was not begged to do it. He laid down by himself. They didn't take it from him. So it means that reputation does not define him. Because what I've seen is that this is one. This is the way. Anything we acquire as reputation, we go leave them everything back here. Nothing you acquire here is going with you. It's only what you became. If you build the house, you are leaving it back. Whatever gives you advantage. So whatever we become or we have, they are to train us to see that it's not your reputation. It's not really your eternal reputation. Because in your time, when you leave this body, nobody will call you professor. By yourself, you won't remember you are a professor. You won't remember it. The way you look at life won't make you remember. The things you value about life values of life that will come to your face as things that matters. And it's not that maybe they will just, they don't feel your mind, no. No, in the midst of, when you are sometimes inside some thought processes, you don't remember some things. Maybe you have some job that took your time, you don't remember you are hungry until you have finished it. And I've noticed this morning. When you go to the world of where things are evaluated by how they are, some things you have done here, you won't remember them. But by what law you have done them, the laws will come to sight. And that's why you'll be judging yourself. Not a judge, you will have judged yourself. When you move to the world of light, where things are seen the way they are, somebody will tell you, you know you are a wicked man. How can a woman be that wicked? You did all the blood that was shed from 2021 to 2024 is on your account. And they showed you what the step you took led to. Nobody, they may not know about it. But things will come out in their recourse. Before the eyes of whom we have to do. Who is the judge of both the quick and the dead? The only thing that will matter in that day is the loss of his love. Things that was wrought by his love. That's why you have to master this. You have to learn it. You have to practice it until it becomes resident. Until you can abide in that love. Until you see that your chance to have your children is a chance to serve. The chance to have a wife is a chance to serve. The chance to have another man is a chance to serve. Everything that they gave you as a right is a chance to serve. The chance to make somebody better. Say, hey, man. So God hates oppression. And that's why I like Psalm 82. Let me just read that place. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. Because if you are gods, there are expectations. Among the gods. So Christ is God. I didn't know that. Among the gods. Among those who have already attained to expectation. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the person of the wicked? You are the mighty. Defend the poor. Can you see that? And fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Lead them out of the ends of the wicked. Now, all of these things now is revelation. Do you know those who are poor? Well, it's not just by looking at their face. They must have opened your eyes to know those who are poor and needy. So it's not just later, those are afflicted. Those are. Lead them from the ends of. Deliver the poor and the needy. Lead them out of the hands of the wicked. He now said, they know not. Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. That's why all the foundation of the earth are out of course. But I have said, ye are gods, and the children of the Most High, for ye shall die like men. It means you didn't meet up with the expectation. You didn't meet up. What I said was that ye are gods. I was speaking to your future. And you will attend to the place where you can read men. Say, hey, amen. So God explained that when we do it among ourselves to a point that doing it to the world, because actually God has the whole world in mind. But you can't acquire the power of it if you have not done it among ourselves. That's the nature we can transfer to those who are in the world. One of the days somebody was talking in school and said, you don't have a problem. You don't have a problem. You are a pastor. You have churches. You have school. We just can't. You are not part of us. You are not part of it. And I laugh. Because from there, I can see their faces. So you know what I'm saying? This guy, no, he doesn't have a problem. Because I don't really enter into the discussion. So I'm saying that if they're talking about whatever, I don't, what I will say there. So I don't really join. So the estimate is that this guy doesn't have a problem. But they are, you know what they're thinking, the estimate from that church would be making, like, in fact, from that. And because the human soul, it is, that's how to estimate. You can't have all that and be thinking, I'm you don't have money. You can't think about it. And that's that many times God has to come in. You know? God has to come in sometimes, many times, to just cover up. And I remember when I was in Lagos, I know one of the tire, as we're going, many of the tire had, I was just feeling that the tire is not doing well. So remember, when we get to Lagos, that we try to see how to change that tire. So they went and checked the tires, and lo, they said, your four tires are bad. So one of the tires, each tire, 190,000. So four tires, what does it look like? And so I said, okay, let's try and change two. Look at the good two in that tire. And it's all of them bad. Look at the good two, retain it. Let's change two. They went out and there was all of that, trying to change all of that, with a lot of trouble that morning. Guys came together and said, sir, we're buying you the four tires. I said, wow. They bought four tires and put four tires. So you see, so when I came back to school with four, so how do you want to tell me that you are not a rich man? So you can't explain it. And so not brand new shoes. So I said, in any way, so I would tell mommy, I said, don't ever, if they ask for money, whatever you have, give them. Don't say you don't have. Go and look for, if you don't have, go and look for something and give them. Because the Gentiles, whatever they do is to exercise lordship. Is to gain more power, gain more control, gain more this, is for advantage. So, what do we say you support them? They can't understand the laws you live by. Show you upside down. And even if you explain, they say you are deserved. They tell you, Pastor, my Lord. But the truth is that it's possible to live life with a sense of, not sense of what you will acquire, but what the sense of what you will give to make others better. You know what I'm saying? Because you are a tool, you are an instrument of making life better. Yeah. You are more than the food you eat. You know what I'm saying? You are not your table, you are not your food, you are not your clothes. But someone, there's a point where those things define us. So, what am I saying? For someone like Jesus Christ to attain to what he attained and left nothing on the earth as it were. This man came across money. Because people that sow to him means they are people of substance. Even if you talk about someone like the wife of Chusa, that is Herod's steward. You know what it means to be an Herod's steward? To be the king's steward. You are in charge of the kitchen. So they are not poor men. Joseph and Arimathea are not poor people. So if you wanted to make money from them, see what I'm saying? They will make stupid money. But we're not based for money. We're based for conversion, for change. And that's why many of them are secret disciples. They are following, they believe it, they are following from distance. Why? They see his life. It's not the life that men live. Say amen. So what I'm saying to them is this one. A charity attainment is a training to see their world. That their world is the world of service. And anybody there will be at home to serve. They're not going to be hoping for one day they would almost have it. It becomes what they see really as beauty. What they see as, I said, you know, and they worship the beauty of holiness. That's what makes God beautiful. When you see things oozing from God, it's not from what you wear. It's from the flow of love. Love is beautiful. Love is exalting. When you dwell in love, it's like you are fed. This is the satisfaction it gives to your, to the soul. Than what you put on can be. And that's why I feel tonight. I feel that God wants us to see that that is the way they exalt. That's how they make you a higher being. Say amen. They upgrade you. When they upgrade you, you don't see service as dehumanizing. Amen. I want to house this. Ye are gods, and ye are children of the Most High. That is why they will not first of all ask us to serve. They will ask us to believe. Because you need to gain power and strength to serve. If you serve without having strength, it will dehumanize you. And you will see yourself worse for serving. And that's known by love. The service you render that dehumanizes you is no more love. But love does not dehumanize you. Say amen. Love actually exalts you. True love. That's what dehumanizes you. So if you are doing dehumanizing and you're feeling like, ah, Lord Jesus Christ, you're in Jemmy. You're in Jemmy. Then you are not attained to love. It's not recorded on your account as love. Because really, 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 it's beauty. So Gentile, what makes a Gentile? It's that what makes him is his attainment. That's all Gentiles are struggling every day for lordship. Huh? Why are they running for lordship? To have advantage. They swear, take an oath of office. I'm taking the oath of office that I will serve you. I will serve you. I will do what in there. As the Lord helps me, I took oath with this Bible. He's taking hold that it would deal with you. He's taking hold that in this office. What belongs to you, you won't get it easily. You'll pay for what belongs to you. That's the oath he's taking. That's why, once they get to the office, he distances himself from the people. It's the first time. Same people he works with, some people won't see you and greet you. It's a lie. Once they get what they want, we'll create a class. A class of superiority. A class of not accessible. A class of importance. So when you see Jesus among his disciples, say, hey, man, they don't know the difference. Can you see that? He's not seeing himself. In fact, though, that night, they need someone that will show him. Someone has to come and show him for them to know him. It's like one of them, there's not about him. So it is understanding of God's love that make him like that. He has practiced commandment over and over that what defines him is not that class. Amen. If you're a boss, maybe you build 2-bedroom flat. That's what you're living in. And you get to the house of your subordinate. and you met him living in one duplex or mansion. Now, apart from the fact that maybe you think, where does he get the money from? But it's a sense that just arises in your heart as if a sense of inferiority and a sense of competition that arises in your heart against him. If it doesn't arise in you trying to punish him or talking away to him to prove it's not there, it will show in one way or the other. If you have not done of that, then you will not show him in the next 2 years that he's a small boy. But you're going to erect something to get him and appreciate what God has done for him and go back, and nothing is following you back. You will need power. Because the way to prove that you are his ogre is to show spirituality in everything you do. Buy a bigger car, bigger house. Yeah. Your home must be better than him in every way. But he also, as a foolish boy, can use that to mean that me and ogre, that we are not just kilogram away. That's why most of the time, those who, when you get to schools and so, those who are low, maybe they are gate men, all of that, they're going to do something bogus, and it's a complex to speak something, to say we too. I don't ever say, what my professor is, what is he living now? What is he living now? Even the house he built, I built something better than him. He has to say that somewhere there to prove. Complex. But a man of charity is a fulfilled man. It's a man who knows that God has done something in him. And there's nothing outside that's why he does not vaunt himself. It's a work done. He doesn't vaunt himself because there's nothing to vaunt. Say amen. Why? Everything is a tool of service. If it is a tool of service to you, what are you vaunting? It's because it's something glorious in your hand, that's why you feel like vaunting it. If it's something that is a tool of service, it won't be a big deal to you. Somebody who bought a new car, for example, met God on the road, pick a sister on the road, and that's on the road, and it's coming. It's not vaunting anything. It's when he's there alone. And see what I'm saying now? And everybody's seeing with all this screen up and music. That's why they just whine and say, hello, sister, and moves away. You feel like he's doing something else. Yeah. Once you serve with it, all the just drop. So the way for those things to die is serve with it. Just serve with it. And all the gods on it, because the gods there, they want to be puffed up. So once you get that thing, they follow you. They want to define your new estate. Just serve it. Like this man, was it fella in those days when Obasanjo bought Mercedes Benz as presidential? Yes. This is a guy that bought, a Mercedes. He went to go and buy 20, is it 20 or what, and open his head to carry firewood. Just like when people go to buy Rolls Royce. Benz was like Rolls Royce in those days. So when they went to go and buy, like, I don't know how many of them bought it and opened it up. I used to carry firewood. That's radicalism. Just to show that there's nothing about that thing. So, laye is laita wai. Do you believe it? I tell you, I lie not. Aye, asani. Kusiko koto ambe. The things we use over there, we like it. It's good for us. We use it, but there's no ambe. Let me give this last example, and we go today. Say amen. There was a man who was a retired general. He was a retired general, so yeah. He has served, he's a veteran. He has served at high classes or whatever there. I think he worked in the army as a doctor. He has served at various levels. So he retired and decided to come to the village and live a simple life. So he built his house where others are building a house, and his house is not really fabulous outside. He just had to want to live a natural village life. So they will wake up in the morning, sometimes go out, greet people, play with them. They didn't really know his class, as it were. They didn't live. I think where he built the house is not really where they know him. So there's one other guy who is in the place. I think maybe it's one low estate person, also retired. But they came around there to want to one woman. So in the evening, he will greet the guy. The guy will just snob. He will go with the other people who are playing under the tree, play with them, all of that. On to one of the days. I don't know what happened, and they were after talk. And they told him, oh, I served in that place. Okay, I was there. I was part of that. The man said, you mean? Yes. I just want to enjoy life here, because all of us, where we are going now, we are all equal. Just saying, when you are growing older and older, we are all equal. And very soon, it is death that will make you all equal. So to him, he put away all his attainment in service and come and live with men, because they are all equal. That's why you go to meet somebody who didn't go to school. And he's living his life. Because then we are all equal. You want to make, if you have served government in whatever day, except you build a house in a certain place and you are living like that, when you call them, all of you are equal. The person who did the carpenter has retired. The one who did the market has retired. You two, who went to go and serve government, you have retired. And gradually you are all getting tired. You can't put up like you were going to office before. You know what I'm saying? Huh? You just left desk like somebody who said, all of them go to desk. All those glories of, this morning I'm just tired. No, I'm not tired. You get the point that time will not be relevant. But if time will be tying you, it is a simple shirt you wear. You know what I'm saying? Those that we give with that class. You also put it off. They will retire you. They say you're going to give yourself house arrest. You know, house arrest, you stay in your room and you don't go out. After they have retired you, you just think that you are a simple man like any other human being. And it's telling you the world you are going towards. It's a world where people don't have reputation. Say amen. So it's your service that defines the next level. And that's why they want us to master it here. Are we going to master it here? I want to beg us. I want to trust the Lord that God is so really, because when you got the word of the Father, it will be love language all through. It will be language. If you love him that begot, you have to love him also that is begotten of him. You have to love the children of God. If you love God, you are going to. So we're going to play. You're going to live your life for the children of God. Say amen. And God will bless you. You know what I'm saying? But you will use the blessing for the children of God. And then we come in your vision. When you look at your future vision, all is encircled around God's children. Say amen. I just feel like building a farm somewhere. They just build a farm. In that building, that farm, your mind is loaded on God's children. It's not loaded on the dollars, on God's children. Say, hey, man. You are thinking about this one. It's around God's children. Ah, God's children. God's children. God's children. God's children. There you are coming to the word of God, the love of God. Because what God is thinking about his children. God will empower you so much that you have no fear. You won't have fear of poverty here. Because one of the things, why can't you respond to God? When your soul is poor, you are afraid. God will endow you, will empower you, will strengthen you so much that you'll be an instrument of blessing, instrument of help, instrument of raising. God will raise you up. God will raise you up. God will strengthen you, raise you up. We'll give you might. Can you see? Be strengthened with might in your inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. That you've been rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the love of God. Can you see a future where you are a tool of help? You are a tool of raising. You are a tool of enlightenment. You are a tool of empowerment. You are a tool of deliverance. Oh, you are a tool of releasing those who are afflicted. You are a tool. You are an instrument in God's hand to liberate the oppressed. You are an instrument of education of the spirit. You are an instrument. When you are poured out, when you are sold out, when you are given out, that's the word that God wants us to begin to gaze at. That's how God can see us and say, yeah, I can have these children to my world. Yeah, I can have them to my world. Let the Lord strengthen our heart with light in this season. Illumination of righteousness. Illumination. For that moment, righteousness. Illumination. To obey commandments. To take these commandments. To love these commandments. To embrace these commandments. Yeah. That's the meaning of, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. And I will manifest myself to you. That's how Christ can show himself more to us. We need to see his inward nature. I could do all he did. I could obey the Father in all he did. How he could lay down his life. They seem not easy, but they found grace by understanding. He got the commandment. He kept the commandments. And he came to the word of your love. He abode there. He abode there while keeping commandment and doing commandment. He abode there. While keeping and doing commandment, he abode there. He didn't shift. You know, he abode there. And he broke into the word of that love. They want us to see to the future and see through and through and beyond this world, beyond this earth, and see through. See through. Thank you, Father.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.